Chapter 21. Death of the Species. It's not only toxic environmental factors, strange disabilities, diseases, and authoritarian policies that are leading to the demise of the human race. For several years now, in many parts of the world, scientists and fertility doctors have found that men's sperm count and motility, sperm movement, are declining, making it more difficult for couples to have babies. One 2012 study in France estimated that for 35-year-old men, all else remaining equal, sperm concentration dropped from 73.6 million per milliliter (ml) in January 1989 to 49.9 million ml by December 2005. A fertility clinic study of 7,000 men in Aberdeen, Scotland, led by Dr. Siladitya Bhattacharya, found that the average sperm count of those men with a normal sperm concentration, more than 20 million sperm per milliliter, in the group fell from nearly 87 million to just over 62 million over 14 years, a 29% drop. An earlier Danish study found sperm counts had dropped by 1% every year since 1938. Organizations such as the Center for Reproductive Epidemiology at the University of Rochester Medical Center have announced similar findings. Center Director Dr. Shanna Swan acknowledges that while such studies are far from definitive, the center's data place yearly sperm declines at 1.5% in the U.S. and 3% in Europe and Australia. Oddly, although some researchers consider the continuing decline in sperm count a crisis, no recent studies have been published. University of Edinburgh professor Richard Sharp comments, "In the UK, this issue has never been viewed as any sort of health priority, perhaps because of doubts as to whether falling sperm counts was real. Now there can be little doubt that it is real, so it is a time for action. Doing nothing will ensure that couple fertility and average family size will decline below even its present low level and place even greater strains on society. Some see declining sperm counts as the result of radiation poisoning from Fukushima and Chernobyl, while others believe it is the result of harmful chemicals in the food and water supply. Some blame lower sperm counts on bisphenol A, BPA, an additive in plastics found in many household products, or pesticides, as scientists have noticed that men from rural areas where farming pesticides are common have lower sperm counts than men from urban areas. Others cite sexually transmitted infections, stress, obesity, and even watching television as the culprits. It would appear that the truth behind lowering sperm counts can be attributed to a combination of these environmental factors, along with the adulteration of the human food supply with toxic additives and chemicals, as previously described. All of this has been fostered by the aforementioned giant multinational corporations. These corporations are run by able administrators under the orders of shadowy owners, whose names are largely unknown to the public, but many may be found on the membership list of the Bilderbergers. If these current trends continue, humanity's days on Earth may be numbered. By recognizing the disastrous end awaiting the population and taking action now, the American public can begin to move towards solutions and remedies that can bring a more peaceful and prosperous future. Many of these problems begin with proper education.